It's good to be with everyone this evening. Looks like someone needed a nap. My daughter, after the Scream Fest, but that's okay. If you would, please turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. And as you are turning your Bibles there has been a trend in the United States, in the past maybe 15 years, for people to have bug-out bags or have these bunkers, you know, the end of the world. People making preparations and provisions for something that probably will happen today or 100 years from now. We do not know. The question is this: should we prepare for the here and now in this physical realm, or should we prepare for the then and later in eternity? Preparation is key. That's the idea. And God has provided provisions for us to avoid darkness. Turn your Bibles again to Isaiah 9:2. Get the clicker working here. There we go. And as you will notice, it says that the people walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Now the question is this: what is the land of the shadow of death that the text is referring to? It's this world. Think about it. A light has shined. When Jesus came here from heaven, what did he bring with him? Well, light entered into the world and man slew it. You think man might have been afraid of that light? Probably. You ever been in a dark cave? And as you're, well, there's caves in Missouri, right? Yeah, so you guys know. All right, caves, okay? If you've ever been in a cave and you go to a very dark area of the cave, you can't see your hand in front of your face. That's just how dark it is. But if I walked in the cave and shined a light looking for you, what would you do? Why? It's too bright. We have to remember that sometimes, to the people who are living in darkness, this may cause them to flinch because it will be too bright. We have to slowly unveil the gospel to them, and as a result, thus bringing them to the light. So what is it that we can do ourselves from God's word to help us have provisions from the darkness that is in this world? We have to prepare to avoid sin at all cost. Not one sin is worth being in somewhere else for all eternity. First of all, it is God himself who will deliver us from darkness. Not Kyle, not Steve, I don't know if there's a Steve, but God. Notice, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. Now, with a typical Hebrew parallelism, the prophet described the effect that the Messiah would have on the northernmost part of the nation. Later on, that effect would then ripple, like a ripple on a lake, and then that part of the world would be dramatically affected by that same light. The prophet here is prophesying that when this light finally does come, it's going to change the world. Right? Question: has Christ changed the world? Is there anywhere that we can go in this world, in an industrialized city, and ask someone if they've known about Christ? Would they say yes or no? Yeah, pretty much. Very seldomly can we find a part of the world where a person has not heard about the name of Jesus. Is that a coincidence? Not at all. Jesus should be our primary provision to avoid sin. Notice Matthew 5, 15 through 16. Those who lived under the old law have no relief from sin, and Isaiah is foretelling of that relief. As a result of that, we see in Matthew 5, 15 through 16, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, interestingly, in comparison to Isaiah, we see that he foretold, because of God, that a light would come. Later, that light would then cause a ripple effect, and then people would start absorbing that light. And then what did they do with it? Reflecting that light. How often are we reflecting the light of Christ into the world? That's our primary responsibility, after all, is it not? Whenever we begin to think and or doubt that this may be the case, let us consider the idea of putting something over that candlestick. Why would we do that? Let us never be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto what? Salvation. You see, the power is not in Kyle. The power is in the gospel. Just like us as individuals, we all can say that the power is in the gospel. Whenever we take ourselves out of the equation, when we're trying to convince the gainsayers that there is a God, we put the word in front of them and we remove ourselves. So who are they going to argue with, us or God's word? Well, God's word. One provision in which we can avoid sin in that matter is by reflecting Christ into the world. And guess what? That darkness can dissipate from around us. People that we once thought were our closest friends will soon show their true colors, being this. And I will give an example. When I came out of sin in my life, those who I thought were my friends, soon I learned quickly they were not. Oh, you're a Christian? You're a hypocrite. First thing they said, you know, and I learned very quickly who I could truly rely on. I understood that I could rely on Christians because we all have a primary goal, and that is to reflect the light of Christ into the world and to love God for all of eternity. Notice Colossians 1:13. When Isaiah prophesied about the coming Messiah, Israel and all humanity then had a hope that they could see. If I were to